After years of public pressure, lawsuits, and some new state laws, some jails in Massachusetts are now offering medication to assist people fighting addiction. Seven jails now make available three addiction treatment drugs. Among them is a Western Mass jail. That's the first in the country to become a licensed methadone treatment provider. WBUR's Deborah Becker went for a visit.
At 7 a.m. on a weekday in the library of the Franklin County Jail, nurse Jennifer Mallett prepares addiction medications for eight men.
Well, we start off with whoever we have on the methadone, and then the other ones are on the Suboxone, so that gets crushed, goes underneath your tongue.
Correction officers stand watch as Mallett takes the medications from her cart one at a time, puts the meds in the men's mouth. No talking is allowed. Every 5 minutes, Mallett checks each man's mouth with a flashlight. After three checks, they're taken to a washroom where their mouths are further checked.
And then we come in here and finish up the process where they just get a rinse, spit, and eat a cracker.
These medications, methadone and Suboxone, which is the brand name for buprenorphine, ease opioid cravings and withdrawal symptoms. 44 of the estimated 200 people incarcerated here received addiction medications on this day, including 30-year-old Rafael Ramirez. Until he was incarcerated, he had never taken addiction medication before, and he's surprised by how it makes him feel.
And with the Suboxone, I'm able to sleep. I came in sick. I was sick for 2 days and started the Suboxone cycle, and I'm fine. It's like I didn't even take heroin.
Correction Officer Lee Terrell says providing these medications helps the jail, too.
I think it's working. I think violence in the facility has gone down. We used to get a lot through the mail. There used to be a lot of contraband. That has come to a minimal, if anything.
Many correction officials have refused to provide buprenorphine and methadone. Both are opioids, and they say they're too easily diverted for illicit use. But Ramirez says, not really.
The process that we do here, it's almost impossible. There's no way. I mean, if you attempt, you're just dumb.
3 years ago, the Franklin County Jail became the first in Massachusetts to offer buprenorphine behind its walls. That was largely because of Sheriff Christopher Donnellan.
I was determined when I became sheriff that this was going to be a locked treatment facility.
Donnellan says his approach has reduced recidivism, and he thinks all jails should focus on treatment.
We don't judge. We don't punish. The judge punishes. Our job is to treat people with dignity and respect, to keep them safe, and to do the best we can to make them better, because no one's serving a life sentence here. They're all coming back to our community.
Recently, Donnellan accomplished another first. Rather than hire a provider, his jail is now the only one in the country licensed to provide methadone itself. By law, methadone must be distributed by a federally licensed facility, which Franklin County Jail Medical Director Dr. Ruth Potee says is an obstacle.
You know, methadone's been around for 50 years. 50 years. It's considered the gold standard, yet you have to go to a federally licensed methadone clinic, and it shouldn't be that way.
The Franklin County facility is among seven jails getting $500,000 each to participate in a new state pilot program to provide all three addiction medications behind bars. The third medication, naltrexone, is usually given right before someone is released to block the effects of opioids. This pilot was prompted in part by the grim statistic that the opioid overdose death rate in Massachusetts is 120 times higher for those recently released from incarceration compared to the rest of the adult population, a statistic very real to Rafael Ramirez.
Like, this is my only hope. Because I was addicted to heroin for probably like 4 years. This pretty much saved my life, because if I didn't come to jail, I'd probably be dead.
Those held in Massachusetts jails or houses of correction are either awaiting sentencing or serving sentences of up to 2.5 years. Those with longer sentences go to prisons run by the Department of Correction. The same law that established the jail pilot program also requires 4 of the 16 state DOC-run facilities to provide all three addiction medications. But the DOC has not yet contracted with a methadone provider. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.